If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was juicy, a lot of wins. I know for you as well. I see you on the top of that Capper's Tourney leaderboard. Tough to beat you right now, but hey, bet together, win together, baby.
Bingo, that is correct. And if you're wanting to see what all I am betting, check me out on the Chalkboard app. You can follow me on the Chalkboard app, and literally every single pick that I play, you can see on there. So whether it be just a random sprinkle just because I have a feeling, or, you know, my three bets for the Capper's Tourney, or my best bets of the night, or any of that crap. So, you know, check me out on the Chalkboard app, I believe. Let me check real quick now that I'm giving myself this little promo. So thank you, Diz. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Chalkboard. My profile is just Patty Parlays, all one word. So, make sure you check me out on there. And Diz is on there as well. Diz, do you know what your thing is on there?
Yeah, it's Stem Sauce. STEM Sauce. No spaces, all lowercase.
There you go. And then also, you can also check us out. We have a Sports Betting by Dummies group chat. So we just put our bets back and forth on there, and we, you know, share picks and stuff like that and chat it up. So feel free to check that out. And if you need a link to that, just hit one of us up. All right. Sorry, Diz.
Oh, you're good. I'm hitting Whiteland dead spot. You take it away, bub.
Okay. So then we're going to jump right into the topic for today. So I actually discovered something that's pretty crazy and wild on FanDuel this weekend. And I tried to look, and I only really looked at one other sports book, and that was DraftKings. They didn't have this option, but on FanDuel, if you don't know how much you want to wager on a certain bet or parlay or whatever, you can put in how much you want to win, and then FanDuel will automatically calculate that wager for you. For example, I was messing around this weekend, and I said, okay, if I have this parlay that I want to play, and I want to win $25, what do I have to wager? And so I type in $25 in the to win column on FanDuel, and it said, okay, your wager needs to be, you know, X number of dollars. So it's kind of backwards from what people are used to, you know, even from back in the day when you just could gamble at a casino, you would just say, okay, I am, you know, all right, here's $25 on red or whatever. You know, there's never really been a thing where it says, I really want to win $25. How do I get there? So I think that's pretty interesting and crazy. Diz, do you have anything to add or talk about on top of that?
Yeah, do you got me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you.
Okay, a couple things. One, I think this is amazing.
Agreed.
Just flat out, that's a really cool thing. Why? I'm curious, like you said, it was just FanDuel. Have they like patented this? Like, do they have rights to this that other sports books can't use? Or is this like a new thing? Like, I'm just kind of blown away that this isn't more normalized. This isn't more popular. Is it new? Is it protected? Like, what is it? Why have I not heard about this until you told me?
See, that I don't know. I haven't paid close enough attention to like other sports books or even how long this has been on FanDuel. I think this is one of FanDuel's like best kept secrets, if you will. But with that being said, I know for the longest time they were the, you know, sole owners or users of the same game parlay. You used to not be able to do that on DraftKings, and now DraftKings has adopted that like years later. So if I were to guess, I'd guess FanDuel might just be the first to the market on that kind of thing.
I just think this is awesome. Like flipping the script a little bit, I see such a huge win when it comes to value picks, as opposed to like, you know, myself as the weak gambler human being I am. If I see great value, I'm thinking, oh, let's put $3 on it, as opposed to like, let's just win $5. Let's not lose too much money here if it doesn't hit. I could see this really going a long way and really becoming popular, and I'm excited to use it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it truly is just a kind of a different game, and especially if you're not the one that's, you know, maybe you're not sure what the odds mean, you're not big into the whole science of it, you're just saying, hey, I just want to win $5 tonight. How do I do that?
Yeah. I don't know if you explained this. Is it difficult to use? Like, how do you do it?
No, it's super simple. Any bet that you go in and you place in FanDuel. So I'm just going to pull it up, for example. So, for example, let's say I just have this game up, the Pirates and Dodgers. So say I go Dodgers first half money line. Actually, you can't do that. Oh, wait. So that's another thing. So if you do just a single bet on here, it only gives you a wager amount option. But if you click on the bottom part where it says what your bet is. Wait, hold on. How do I do that? I just had it. Now I can't find it. Cool. Okay, there you go. So if you swipe up on your bet, your single bet, then you see the option, and it gives you, so it says Dodgers first half money line minus 250 odds, and then there's two columns. There's wager, and then there's to win, and you can actually enter amount into either one of those. And so if you enter something in the to win column, it'll update the wager column to what you have to bet to get that amount.
So it's literally nothing new. It's just type in the to win as opposed to wager.
Exactly. You're basically doing reverse math, if you will.
I wonder, like, how many people just don't know that's a thing.
I think quite a bit. And
you know, I didn't think you could type into that other box.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is I literally think that this is a cool little feature that not many people know about.
That's really cool. That is really cool. I was juiced when you told me that last night. I hope people start using this, and I'm curious to see. So you can't do this on other, are we sure you can't do it on other bookies, or is it just harder to find maybe?
No. Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't do a ton of research. I just checked right away as soon as I figured out you could do this. I checked DraftKings, as DraftKings is usually my other go-to book, and DraftKings, you cannot do this.
Wow.
So.
Big time.
FanDuel's usually on the cutting edge of things, and so big fan. But I will report back on Thursday, and I'll go through and look for some of the other ones, or maybe some other ways to figure out how to do such a thing. All right, let's review Celeb Bet Friday. We had one celeb bet. It was Disher. He was on the show, and unfortunately, it did lose. So Sunshine now has a commanding lead with only a couple Fridays left in the celeb bet competition.
Is it, Pat, is it a units competition?
Yes.
Or is it like overall record or what?
Units.
So is there like any advantage for Dish because Trev, I believe Trev only has one bet and it's a Reds money line?
That is correct. So, but because there was an overwhelming participation in this, not necessarily putting too much into the thought process of some rules and regulations for the celeb bets. If it's just Disher and Sunshine that are in the competition, we may just get them both merchandise anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
All right. Let's review our best bets from Friday, Diz. You kind of already touched on it, but how did you do on Friday?
I went 2-0, but I got lapped in the best bets competition. I don't know how you did it. I guess you're hot. Got a ride with my boy. But, yeah, 2-0. The Reds pulled it out. Maley was a beast. Still couldn't believe we were underdogs with Maley on the dish. Loved that value pick. And then Bears money line. You know, it's easy in hindsight to say I should have taken -3, but it did kind of have to come from behind there a little bit. I felt much safer with that money line pick. So 2-0. But didn't have quite the value that you had, Patty, and I think that's why you took a commanding lead.
That is part of it, but I actually went 4-0, so I kind of like cheated the system a little bit and kind of threw it an extra best bet, but I did go 4-0 on Friday. So as a show, on Friday, we went 6-0.
Sure.
So hopefully you all cashed with some bets with us this past Friday. You know, bet together, win together. That's what we're here. That's what we're all about. We're giving you out these picks for free. So I assume we'll stay just as hot tonight. So I would suggest riding with us. But in the best bets competition, I am now up 6.37 units overall. And Diz is up 4.12 units. So you got a little bit of ground to make up, Diz, but hey, we're both in the green, so that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. So here's a question for you, Pat.
Play it on.
Does it make more sense coming from behind to have more best bets? Or it just doesn't matter. It just depends on how you win. Like, I just feel like only having two best bets a night hinders my ability to come from behind. But then again, it goes the other way. If I go like 1-4, I kind of hose myself.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of the thing with this capper's tourney, right? And we were kind of discussing it before. You know, in that capper's tourney, you're limited to 3 picks a night. And then you're limited to between, what was it, minus 200 and plus 300, I think. And I'm giving up some juice on the, like, the minus side. So I'm doing bets that are like minus 150 to minus 200. And other people are doing bets that are, you know, plus 200 to plus 300, but they're only hitting one or maybe zero. And, you know, I'm currently doing well because even though, you know, I'm hitting most of my bets, you know, I'm maybe not getting quite the return, but those people that are going crazy, they're not quite hitting it. So I think it heavily depends on if you hit or if you don't. You know, if you're hitting all of your bets, then yeah, it makes sense to do more. But if you make more bets, but you miss more bets, then you're hosing yourself even more.
So I think in this situation too, maybe 3 a night works for me because it's kind of dog days of summer. I'm not a huge baseball bettor. You know, I don't want to stretch it with 3. You know, I feel like I'm confident about 2. 3 may be too much, but if there's something I like, I'll do 3. I think doing 4, when in reality I don't really know what I'm betting on, is just stupid. Would you agree with that?
100%. When you start reaching a little bit, especially in something you know you're not a very skilled bettor on, that's when you get tricky. You know, I bet multiple baseball games a night, and so I feel comfortable giving an extra, you know, an extra best bet if I'm feeling it. But yeah, I mean, it is unfortunate for you because this best bets competition is happening when only baseball is the only thing that you can bet on. And that's kind of my bread and butter. But you know, it is what it is.
No, that's all right. We'll keep it going monthly. I'm excited for it in the NFL as well.
Oh yeah. And, it'll be crazy.
Yeah. With teasers and everything. And oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
The possibilities are endless. But let's get into our best bets tonight, Diz. I got 3 in the MLB for you. First one, I'm going Cleveland baseball team, first 5 plus a half a run versus the Minnesota Twins. Both teams are pitching righties. Quantrill is going for Cleveland. He has a 3.13 ERA with a 4.39 expected. That expected is a little bit higher than I would have liked to bet on. But he does have a 3.44 ERA without spider tack. And then Jax is going for the Twins. He has a 5.45 ERA with a 4.83 expected, but a 4.55 ERA without the tack. Now, the Twins are the better hitting team against righties. They are actually 12th in the league against righties, whereas the Indians are 15th. But I think the Indians are the hotter team, and if it's ever a battle between pitching and hitting, I'm going with pitching every single time. So I'm going Cleveland first 5 plus half run versus the Minnesota Twins. My second best bet, and this is the one that Diz is gonna just love, or not love, but hate, and just kind of laugh at me. I'm going San Diego and Colorado first 5 under 7.5 runs. I honestly can't believe this is at 7.5, Diz.
I was going to say, first 5 is at 7.5?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I always check these run lines out for, like, something that's ridiculous or doesn't seem right. And in the whole entire season so far, I have not seen a first 5 over-under at 7.5.
So the total game over-under is, like, 15?
13. So
What? That's nuts.
Because, you know, yeah, and the fact that it's 13, but then 6.5 wouldn't be the logical first five amount, but they went 7.5, so, you know, I don't know. But anyways, so righty Senzatela is pitching for the Rockies. He has a 4.71 ERA with a 4.58 expected and a 4.4 ERA without spider tack. But all these Rockies pitchers pitch way better at home because they're used to that, you know, that rocky high mountain air, and they get more, you know, spin on their pitches at home. So he actually has a 4.04 ERA at home. So he's a much better pitcher at home. And then the Padres are pitching a lefty named Weathers. He is absolutely horrific, especially at home. But his away ERA is 2.27.
What are we missing here? This is too good to be true. There's got to be something you're missing.
So the Padres are 10th in hitting against righties. Rockies are 18th against lefties. I think the thing that worries some people, and the reason this is so high, Diz, number one, it is in Colorado. It's the Rocky Mountain air. I follow this guy on Twitter. His name's like Ballpark Pal or something on Twitter, but he kind of sends out like a stat for like the number one ballpark for hitting homers and whatever. And the Rockies tonight are actually the third most projected home runs in the MLB tonight out of the 10 games. So that's actually lower than I would be expecting. So I'm okay with that there. But I just think that the line in the books just think, one, Weathers. I mean, Weathers has like a 6 or 7 ERA on the season, but he's a 2.27 away from home. So I think Weathers being terrible factors into it, but I don't think he's as terrible as everyone thinks he is. I think the fact that it's in Colorado, I think people are putting more into that than ever. And I think if this game was at 6.5, then I think everyone would be hammering the over. So I wonder if this maybe started at 6.5, but then because everyone was hammering the over, maybe it shifted to 7.5 by the time I saw it.
How often do you see 6.5, though?
In Colorado, all the time.
Really? Okay. That makes more sense. That still just seems like so much to me in the first five innings.
Yes, I would agree 100%.
I hate to say it, but that under makes sense.
And if that's coming from you, then I know this is a good pick.
Damn it, dude. I was going to take one of your best bets in mine. You know, bet together, win together, you're hot. I'm riding with my dog, and that's my favorite of the two so far. So this third one better be freaking good, because I do not want to take another under.
I do think this next one you'll like. This next one was kind of like the home run, pretty much like no doubter. And that one is the San Francisco Giants -1.5 runs full game versus the New York Mets. Lefty Rich Hill is pitching for the Mets. He has a 4.05 ERA with a 4.45 expected, and he has a 4.75 ERA without spider tack. Righty Kevin Gausman is pitching for the Giants, 2.29 ERA with a 3.28 expected, and a 3.78 ERA without spider tack. So a clear advantage to the Giants in the pitching department. And then the Mets are 25th in hitting righties, and the Giants are 11th. So really like Giants -1.5 versus the Mets here. All right, Diz, it's your turn. What do you got for best bets for tonight?
All right, so I have two of my own, and like I already teased, I'm going to take one of yours. And for all the Diz stands out there, I apologize, but my favorite one of Patty's is the under 7.5 first five Padres Rockies. That is absolutely nuts to me. You know, I'm really sorry to all my fans. I really can't condone taking an under, especially as a best bet. But Patty's hot. I'm riding with him, and I think 7.5 is too big of a number for the first five innings.
Let's go.
My next two, I got Reds Cubs no runs second inning.
Love it.
I wanted Reds money line, but I've been betting with my heart too much lately. I think the Reds have to come down to earth, and I really like Wade Miley on the bump. I don't think he'll give up a run in the second inning. And it's just as it's a game I'm going to be watching, but I'm not going to be able to finish because I have to wake up early tomorrow. So I'll probably go to bed around like the third or fourth inning of this game. So I wanted to bet on something I can watch. So as a Wade Miley stand, I'm taking a no run second inning Reds Cubs. And then my last one, I got another Martingale. It is Gerrit Cole to have 7+ strikeouts and the Yankees to win. Started at minus 140, jumped up to plus 100. So $5 to win $5. We're always hitting Martingales. So anytime I see one, I'm licking my lips. I'm getting excited. And if Gerrit Cole, my thought is if Gerrit Cole throws a good outing and has 7 strikeouts, the Yankees are going to win. So my thought is those two are pretty much inclusive to me. So I liked the look of that, and just got it. Can't pass up a Martingale like that. So those are my three, riding with you, Patty, on the under, which kind of makes me want to throw up. But I hope you're right.
Let's go, Diz. Big fan of my boys riding the, especially on an under, because I know then that my logic is there and it makes sense. So absolutely love that. I mean, that means that, for the what
is that a 9 o'clock start time because it's in Denver?
8:41. So basically 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. I'm still sticking with it, but I'm not gonna watch a second of that game. So now I'm getting a little worried, but. Hey, I trust you.
Yeah. Also, you brought up a Martingale, and I saw something on Twitter, and I almost sent it to you, but I want to get your opinion on something. So someone on Twitter this weekend tweeted out that they were going to do a Martingale in a single day of, like, baseball, right? So games starting at different points of the day. And they were doing it for, I think it was no run first innings. But they weren't doing it like boosted. I think at least the first one I saw, and maybe the second one, had like minus 130 odds for the Martingale. That doesn't work, correct? They have to have plus odds for the Martingale to work.
So technically, there's a better chance that you hit, but you're not insuring a payout. Because unless you get 50% of your bet back, you can't guarantee that you're going to net a profit if you just keep, like, making that bet over and over again.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
So it's technically not a Martingale if you're not getting back exactly what you put in or more. So I would say, like, it's not a bad play by that guy, but I don't know if you can technically call it a Martingale, because the whole premise of a Martingale is that you can just double your second bet and make back all your money, which isn't true if you take minus 130 every time.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't completely crazy. And like, he's like, all we have to do is hit one of these and we make a profit. And I said,
that's not accurate.
That's right. But I didn't check all of the odds, but I know at least the first one had a no run first inning that wasn't plus odds. So
yeah.
Wild time. That's why you stick with the good guys here. You check the Martingale Theory episode. We go deep dive into it. All right, Diz. Hail Mary Parlay of the daytime. Like I said earlier, I'm not a big fan of this one today. A lot of these lines I wasn't feeling great about, but do you want to go ahead and guess at the value of the Hail Mary Parlay of the day today?
You said you weren't feeling good, so I feel like it's got to be higher. Am I wrong there?
You're right.
$1 to win 831.
Not bad. Relatively close. It's $1 to win $744.37.
Okay.
So I'm going to run through these here. So I got Angels and Yankees first five under 4.5 runs. Braves versus Marlins, or Braves -0.5, first five versus the Marlins. Reds first five -1.5 versus the Cubs. Rays first five -1.5 versus the Orioles. Astros versus Royals first five under 5.5. Athletics first five -0.5 versus the White Sox. Indians first five +0.5 versus the Twins. San Diego versus Colorado, first five under 7.5 runs. Giants full game minus 1.5 runs versus the Mets. And then finally, Dodgers first five minus 1.5 versus the Pirates. All right, Diz. Anything you need to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
I just need a little humble brag about myself. My company gave me sweet tickets to the Colts game, and I'm never going to turn down free food and free beverages. But, of course, when you go to a preseason game, you bet on it to make it more fun to watch. And of all bets, I took the over 33.5. Now,
nice.
I was getting a lot of odd looks because that's kind of a dumb bet, but I'm not taking an under, and I'm not betting on an outcome in an NFL preseason game unless I know something juicy like I did on Friday. So just a fun little story here. It was 15-10 at half, so I'm looking great. I'm juiced up, and there were no points scored in the third quarter. So I was riding high, and then I was down atrocious. But fortunately, my boy Sam Ellinger strung together a couple good drives, and the Colts got some points and got the dub. So nice payout for me there. Just wanted to a little humble brag there. Wasn't a best bet. Maybe I should have made it one, but pretty juiced about that. We're taking overs even in the preseason, boys.
Do not do that. Do not do what Diz said, and do not take overs in the preseason. The unders actually went 14-3 this week.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't take the over in the preseason.
So tread carefully if you're going to be betting overs in the preseason.
Correct.
And then speaking of preseason real quick, shout out to our stats guy, Uncle Buck. He just put in the chat that IU football is preseason number 17 right now.
Yes. Shout out to Buck. Is he like live listening right now? Is that why he put it in the chat?
He's not live listening, but I think when we told Craig to get in here, Dish wrote something in the chat, and then Buck shortly followed something in the chat. So I feel like they just kind of saw we were on here, got some stuff going. But shout out Dish, shout out Uncle Buck, and shout out everyone listening.
Absolutely. Also, just a tidbit on IU football. Plus four right now. Opener in Iowa. So might be some great value. I think the public actually is on Iowa's side, which I didn't think was going to happen. So might want to get that before the line changes. Just want to throw it out. I'm excited for college football.
If what you said was true, and you're saying that the public is on Iowa's side, then actually wait and see if that line moves more in favor of Iowa.
Yeah, but it started at 3 and now it's at 4. I think it goes back. I don't think the public's going to let it get higher than that if I'm just guessing, but maybe you're right. Maybe wait a little bit.
Hey, you're the bookmaker professional. I mean, I'll ride with my boy any day of the week, especially if he's got some inside information just like that.
I can see it going higher, especially with the new AP rankings coming out. I believe Iowa's 18th and we're 17th. So
really? Are we really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're actually ranked higher than them, but at Iowa, obviously, is a couple points.
And now that the fans are back in the stands.
Yeah, I would just be cautious, look at that one and see what's going on there, but I like that value.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, thank you all for listening. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. And then also check us out on the Chalkboard app. We don't have a SportsBetByDumb account, but we do have a group chat. And you can find me, Patty Parlays, on there, and Diz Stem Sauce on the Chalkboard app. We love that thing. And then also, I'm not sure if I'm going to have a Hail Mary parlay of the day on Thursday or not. If I do, I will probably tweet it out because Thursday are always those super early baseball games. But hope everyone has a good start to their week, and we will see you all on Thursday.